Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Fiat Chrysler and the United Auto Workers have kicked off contract talks. Some analysts believe Chrysler is the most vulnerable of the Detroit three to a strike. Jack, what are the issues on the table on these talks?
Well, there are a number of them. The auto workers haven't had a raise in a long time, and the companies are immensely profitable. But perhaps the biggest one is the sort of two-tier wage system. Sergio Marchionne said yesterday he thought it was time to eliminate that. The trouble is, he apparently thinks the lower wage, the two-tier wage, should become sort of the standard wage. The auto workers are upset about that. The union very reluctantly agreed to a two-tier wage system in 2007, where most workers, most of the newer workers, and 42% of those at Fiat Chrysler, are paid only about 60% as much as the long-term workers, and the long-term workers haven't had a raise in years. So economics is going to be a major part of this talks.
The Detroit City Council has pushed back a vote on a major land deal. Under the deal, the owners of the Ambassador Bridge would give the city $3 million to upgrade Riverside Park. Now, in return, the company would get land that it's wanted for a long time to build a second span. Tell us why this is such a controversial deal.
Now, this is controversial because the city council is insisting on community benefits for any new Ambassador Bridge, and some of them want the city to lease the land to the Maroon family rather than to sell it to them. What city council may be missing here is this is no guarantee at all that there will ever be a new bridge. I think city council risks sort of ruining this whole deal, which would be a very good deal for the city, for the people of Riverside Park. They might well want to negotiate community benefits if a bridge actually were to be built, but that would require permission from both governments, including the government of Canada. And I can tell you the government of Canada is not going to give Matty Maroon permission to build a second bridge.
Michigan is terminating its contract with Aramark to provide prison food services. That company has faced fines and other sanctions since the company took over prison food services in December of 2013. We're talking about inappropriate relationships between inmates and Aramark employees and maggots in kitchen areas. The contract now has been given to Trinity Services Group. That was the only other company to bid on the initial contract. But a Michigan labor union is challenging that decision. Why?
There's a couple of things going on here. First of all, the union thinks that food services should be provided by state employees. It was always the case until a couple of years ago. Everybody has to agree, whatever the cost, they did it far better than Aramark. And the union is saying that rather than just go automatically to Trinity, they should open the process for rebidding and probably include state employees as part of that. So they may have a sound legal case here. We'll just have to see.
Finally, Jack, it's become a topic we touch on each week. State lawmakers continue to try to find the money to fix the state's crumbling roads. What is the latest in the road funding debate?
Well, the House passed a bill that was mainly fantasy, that they would fix the roads mainly by future growth and by doing things that made both the governor and people who care about the poor mad. The Senate had a plan that would have some revenue increases, but then also rely on a mysterious $700 million cut out of the general fund budget without saying where it would come from. Now, the House indicated they might be willing to take some revenue increases. The problem is that any bill, especially in the House, is going to need votes from Democrats. And unless the Democrats get some insurance or something in it for their constituents, they're just not going to say yes to any road deal. They feel like they've been burned before, and they really want to know what the state's idea for cutting the general fund budget is. So we still seem to be a long way from getting there.
All right. Always good to talk with you, Jack.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.
Now to commentator Frank DeFord, who hopes the excitement over the Women's World Cup win in soccer will lead to more support for women's sports, though he's not too optimistic.
Soccer owns sports nationalism. There are world championships, continental championships, and all kinds of sports. But when it comes to countries playing against each other, soccer's tournament is more spectacular than all the others put together. Hey, win the World Cup, baby, your ticker tape on Broadway. Would you know, for example, that far more American girls play basketball than soccer? And would you know that the U.S. women's basketball team won the world championship last year again? But please help me remember what kind of a reception our women's basketball heroes got when they came back to the USA with the trophy. No, it's got to be the World Cup. Of course, it's been the case forever that the United States was about the only place on the globe where soccer wasn't the king of the sports jungle. But now it seems we too have caught the nationalism virus, and we're